The people who make up the brain trust of Minnesota's Reform Party are none too pleased with the prospect of having to share the party with Pat Buchanan. Phil Madsen, a political strategist for Governor Ventura, says Buchanan has no business running under the Reform banner.
He may see himself as Reform, but you know what he's bringing into the party is basically a battle for the soul of the party. Is it going to become a Buchanan-loyal right-wing organization, or will it remain a party of the political center?
Madsen especially objects to Buchanan's conservative social agenda, which includes a strong opposition to legal abortion and gay rights. Positions Madsen says are incompatible with the Reform Party, whose platform avoids the abortion issue altogether. Madsen says most Minnesota Reform Party activists see Buchanan as an opportunist who has his sights set on the Reform Party's $13 million in federal campaign funds.
He's a washout as a candidate in the Republican Party. He's already lost twice, and he's showing nowhere near the strength this year that he did last year. But he does have the strength to go in and knock over a small party organization if there's no competition for the nomination.
This is why the so-called Ventura camp inside the Reform Party has started to rally behind the probable candidacy of New York real estate developer Donald Trump, a self-styled social moderate who may have enough name recognition and money to keep Buchanan from capturing the Reform nomination next summer. Ventura supporters have been trying to rid the National Party of what they see as the excessive influence of Ross Perot. And the Trump versus Buchanan confrontation is shaping up as a surrogate for the ongoing battle of Ventura versus Perot. Madsen says if Buchanan does win the nomination, the Minnesota Reform Party will seriously consider disaffiliating itself from the National Party.
I think the people of Minnesota had ought to stop threatening the Reform Party.
Russ Verney, the outgoing national chairman of the Reform Party, is a confidant of Ross Perot and a political enemy of Jesse Ventura. After the notorious Playboy interview, Verney called on Ventura to leave the party. Verney says he welcomes the competition Pat Buchanan will bring to the nomination process, and he says he's not worried that Buchanan might be courting the Reform Party just for its money.
No more worried about that than we worried about Jesse Ventura being after the money in Minnesota, where the party had ballot status, public financing, and the right to the debates. In the national process, Pat Buchanan or anyone else who pursues our nomination is going to have to make a big investment in the Reform Party, getting that ballot access in 29 states. It's going to cost perhaps as much as $6 million.
Buchanan's likely party switch is also threatening to cause turmoil in his old party. Julie Quist is a longtime conservative Republican activist, as well as the wife of two-time gubernatorial candidate Alan Quist. She worked for Buchanan in previous elections, and although she now supports Republican Gary Bauer, she does not rule out voting for Buchanan in November of 2000.
The Republican Party has a very conservative base, and to a large degree, they take that for granted. So the Republican Party has to recognize that the conservatives, do have some place to go and have to if there is no place for them in the party.
Republican Party leaders in Minnesota are not happy with the prospect of having their most conservative, reliable voters abandon the GOP presidential nominee in favor of Buchanan. State Party Executive Director Tony Sutton, who also worked for Buchanan in the past, says good Republicans should not follow him to the Reform Party. Every vote for Buchanan, he says, will end up being a vote for Bill Bradley or Al Gore. And Sutton says he still holds on to hope that Buchanan, a man he's long admired, will surprise the pundits and stay put in the Republican Party. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.